The 2017 South Summit School District's $58 million bond measure failed by a close margin last November. The funding would have gone towards building a new high school and realigning the lower grades to accommodate the 15% growth in enrollment. Superintendent Shad Sorensen says the school board feels that taxpayers need more specifics on growth projections and future facility needs.
In the 2050 plan, we envision that there will be an elementary school in Francis, and there will be a new high school in Camas. The board is trying to work with the community and determine which is in the best order to do first. Because the high school is the higher priced ticket item, it relieves pressure in all of the schools. But until the community grows a little bit more, there's debate on whether to go with the lower priced building and wait until the growth can help sustain and support the bond for the high school.
They've reached out to many stakeholders in an effort to understand how the community wants to address the double-digit student growth in the district.
Fortunately, we were able to hear from both sides, those that felt strongly that an elementary school should be the model. We heard from previous board members that had purchased land many, many years ago with the concept of neighborhood elementary schools, and felt that that vision should be continued. We also heard from those that strongly believe in the benefits of a high school and what that could do for the community and for learning. Again, there is a community that has strong feelings on both plans, but recognize we need to do something for growth.
The bottom line is they need more learning space across the district.
Portables will probably be an option that we will need to consider. We have already efficiently tried to take classrooms and divide them up in the high school and look for other learning spaces. And basically, you have to get very creative. We do have the Silver Summit Academy, which has taken some pressure off of the buildings in Camas. And so we anticipate that that will continue to help a little bit as well.
Master planning efforts will continue, and District Business Administrator Kip Bigelow says they should have their budget finalized in the next few weeks.
Well, we continue to put money into our building reserve fund to help us with this bonding issue. The growth in students, along with that comes money from the state formula that helps fund those. And there will be probably an increase in the overall budget because of salary increases and those type of things. But again, with the increase in the state money, tax money, we should be able to sustain that without any type of a rate increase.
Budgets are due by June 22nd, and Bigelow hopes to have the numbers to the board by the June 10th meeting. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.